It's Oasis and Cigarettes and Alcohol. Their fourth single release, and it reached number 7 in 1994. We are about on time. Let's do the Soppy Softies at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 1990s. FM.
For the people. Christmas makes you crazy. You've taken all you can, then you call me up, because you know I'll be there, and I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show your true colors. True colors. True colors are shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a
Phoenix FM.
Deeply.
absolutely beautiful tracks back to back, making up this week's Soppy Softies at 7. First of all, we heard The Hollies and The Air That I Breathe. That was a number 2 hit from 1972. Do you know, it was kept off number 1 by Paper Lace and Billy Don't Be a Hero. The Hollies have had 2 number 1s though. The first came in 1965 when I'm Alive hit the top spot, and the second came in 1988 when He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother was re-released after featuring in a commercial. I think it was for Miller Lite. Then we heard Cyndi Lauper and True Colours. That one just missed out on the top 10. It peaked at number 12 in 1986, and it's the title track from her second album. It did make it to number 1, though, in both the USA and Canada. And finally, we heard Savage Garden and Truly, Madly, Deeply. They're a duo made up of Darren Hayes and Daniel Jones. That was their second hit, and it peaked at number 4 in 1998. And they wrote the track themselves. It did make it all the way to number 1 in Canada, the USA, and their native Australia.
And now for something completely different.
Too right. I bet that woke you up after the soppy softies at seven, didn't it? That was, of course, Iron Maiden and Run to the Hills. Do you know, they've had 17 top 10 singles. Their only number one, though, came in 1991 when Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter reached the top spot. Run to the Hills was first released in 1982 when it peaked at number seven, and it was their first single they released with Bruce Dickinson on vocals. Do you know what? I think now we can do the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
Okay, here is clue number one. And if you get it on clue number one, you can award yourself 100 points. So clue number one for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser is he was born in England in 1947 and his real name is David Cook. Born in England in 1947, his real name is David Cook. I'll give you the second clue, the other side of this.
Hello, I'm Gary Newman and you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM.
Gary Newman and Cars. That was his first release away from Tubeway Army. His first release with Tubeway Army was Our Friends Electric, and that also got to number one in 1975. Cars was released later in the same year, and that also reached the number one spot. Cars, of course, was written and produced by Gary Numan, as you might expect. And he is, you know, a qualified pilot, as was, as is, the lead singer of Iron Maiden, who we just heard from as well, Bruce Dickinson. He is a qualified pilot as well. Okay, let's do the second clue for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser then.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, for 100 points, I gave you clue number one. Born in England in 1947, his real name is David Cook. Clue number two for 50 points. He's no stranger to musical theatre, and in 1973, he was in a stage version of Tommy, and in 1978, he appeared in Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. That's for 50 points. I'll give it to you again. For 50 points, no stranger to musical theatre, in 1973, he was in a stage version of Tommy, and in 1978, he appeared in Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. Do you know who it is? I'll give you another clue after we do this week's birthday bonanza. Who is celebrating their birthday this weekend? We're going to kick off with this guy who celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Highest mountain, you bring me flowers every day, my love.
ago. That's this week's birthday bonanza. 3X celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard Holly Johnson and Love Train. It was Holly's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday for yesterday, Holly Johnson. That was his first solo release after the breakup of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and it reached number 4 in the charts. A good song, though, isn't it, Love Train? It was his second single, Americanas, that also made it to number 4, coincidentally. Holly Johnson wrote the song, and it's taken from his solo album, Ballast. Then we heard Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway and Where Is the Love? And we played that because it's Roberta Flack's birthday today. So happy birthday, Roberta. That was her second single release in the UK. The first was The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and that was in 1972. And that reached number 14. Later in 1972, she released Where Is the Love with, of course, Donny Hathaway, as we said. And that peaked at number 29, so just sneaking into the top 30. And you might remember that in 1995, Misha Paris and Will Downing covered it, and they took it to number 19, so just squeezing into the top 20. Then finally, we heard Sheryl Crow, and Every Day Is a Winding Road, and it's her birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday for tomorrow, Sheryl, because I'm sure she's listening. Every Day Is a Winding Road was her 8th single release, and it just missed out on the top 10, peaking at number 12. And you might have noticed, if you've got a very keen ear, that Neil Finn from Crowded House was on backing vocals on that track. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio, or at least don't get played enough on the radio, in my opinion. And every song that we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, and or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy, because we haven't got snobbery here. No room for it. Now, we are rapidly approaching the time where I'm going to be handing over to Andy Furno for his wonderful show, Boogie Nights. And Andy is really the nicest guy in radio. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Do you know what? I was going to tell you what he's going to do, but, you know, he's got a little promo. So he can tell you what he's got coming up for you this evening.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
That's Andy coming up at 8 o'clock after we've said so long with the long song. But we still need to do the final clue for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. So let's do that now.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Right, for 100 points, clue number one was, born in England in 1947, his real name is David Cook. For 50 points, clue number two was, he's no stranger to musical theatre. In 1973, he was in a stage version of Tommy, and in 1978, he appeared in Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. Now, for 10 points, because this is the clue that kind of gives it away. So for 10 points, he's appeared in many roles as an actor, probably most famously in That'll Be the Day and Stardust, two movies there. And in 2011, he also had a role in EastEnders. That's for 10 points. I'll give you it again. He's appeared in many roles as an actor, probably most famously in the films That'll Be the Day and Stardust. And in 2011, he also had a role in EastEnders. I will give you the answers after you've heard from a couple of legends, I reckon. Here's some geezers.
Thinking weather, fat, shaking hands, dark morning, dark, grumpy nights. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder you. Big screen dolls, explosions, sleepy time, passable with you. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder, little wonder.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the summer light seems to shine in your blush. Tonight I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Cool vibe to it, hasn't it? That was Van Morrison and Moondance. It's the title track from his third album, which was released in 1970. And as far as I know, I don't think that song was ever released as a single. Van Morrison wrote the track and also co-produced it. Before that, we heard David Bowie and Little Wonder. And as you might expect, David Bowie co-wrote and co-produced that record, and it's taken from his 21st album, Earthling. It peaked at number 14 in 1997. The video for the song was nominated for a Brit Award, but it just missed out to All Saints and Never Ever. Okay, let's give you the answer then to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. Clue number one, born in England. His real name is David Cook. Clue number two, no stranger to musical theatre. He was in the stage version of Tommy and also appeared in Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. And he's appeared in movies such as That'll Be the Day and Stardust. And in 2011, he had a role in EastEnders. It is, of course, the very handsome, blue-eyed boy of music from the 1970s, David Essex.
Wear something flashy, trip the light, fantastic, and we're on our way. Too much work made Jack such a sad boy. Now we're coming out to play. Me and my girl, a night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. The sweet feeling of dancing close together and the heavy, heavy sound of pop music. Teenage hero, fashion dummy weirdo. I like your pink lipstick. Me and my girl, a night clubbing. Me and my girl, out on the town. Me and my girl, night clubbing. Me and my
nightclubbing, the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. That's a number 13 hit from 1982 from his album Stage Struck. And it just had to have inspired Vanessa Paradis and Jonah Taxi, didn't it? It's so similar. Okay, I think I could just squeeze in one more record before we say so long with a long song. How does Bob Marley like his donuts? With jamming.
Jammin', jammin', and I hope you like jammin' too.
Bob Marley and Jammin', released in 1977, just sneaking into the top 10 and peaking at number 9. It's from Bob Marley and the Wailers' brilliant album Exodus, and it's a certified platinum single. And that is pretty much it from me. Thank you so much indeed for tuning in and listening. I'm going to say so long with the long song. This week's long song is Let There Be Rock by AC/DC, and it comes in at 6 minutes and 4 seconds. It's a title track from their fourth album, which peaked at number 17 in the UK album charts in 1977. Of course, Andy Furno is up next with his absolutely brilliant Boogie Night, so please do stay tuned for that. And of course, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And it goes without saying, please do stay safe. And if you can't stay safe, then as always, please stay sexy. I'm off. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and good night.
Man didn't know about a rock and roll show. No, that on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.